Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
We're your podcast personal trainers. Today, the 19th of February. Big day, Friday, leading up into the weekend. If you're just joining us for this week, we are talking about getting on a program that's going to get you to your beach body.
Why is that, Keon?
Because it takes about 90 days to make substantial changes in your body. And if you want to seriously have a different body come summer, you need to start planning right now.
Right now.
Right now. It's super important. If you already haven't, if you haven't started already, this weekend is a perfect time to really think about that, do your planning, throw out all your junk food, get your nutrition right, and then plan out your workouts.
Amen.
Quick overview, nutrition. We're asking you to increase your protein intake because of your increased tissue damage because of the workouts, and sticking to just water, coffee, and tea, and juice for that.
When we say juice, we mean 100% fruit juice.
Yes, and not often. We're not talking like every meal pounds juice, but
talking like one drink a day.
Yep, one drink a day, which is all right. Today, so we talked about motivation, we've talked about the workout, we've talked about nutrition. Today we're talking about staying with this program. Mind you, it is only 90 days.
Yes.
Pretty short term. So if you're not 100% or 99% compliant with this program, I mean, you gotta really reconsider your goals and your motivation. Because if you can't do this 100% full out, you're not there.
It makes it extremely difficult.
Yes, especially in a 90-day period, it's a really good time to start building good habits and all of that.
Isn't it like it takes 21 days of doing something to make it a habit, or is it like 27?
Something like that.
Yeah, it's like, it's 20, and I don't remember if it's 21 or 27, but that's like the general thing, right? Is that it takes that long to make a habit. That means to not make a habit too.
Right.
You know, so, like if you want to get rid of something, you have to do it like 21 days.
Right. And then to become an expert at something, it takes 10,000 hours.
10,000 hours.
Or 10 years.
So I'm an expert at breathing.
I'm really good at breathing, yeah.
And drinking water.
Yes. All of the above.
And eating.
And eating.
I'm a really good eater.
Yes. Yes.
Walker.
Walker.
Pretty sleeper. Good.
Sleeper.
Sleeper, I'm phenomenal.
Yeah, swimmer, actually.
Yeah, I'd say I'm up there in the swimming.
Yeah. Okay, so we got some points to get over through this. So to stick with this program, to really reach the goal that you've set for yourself in 90 days, what?
It's way inappropriate.
Say it. I can't not know now.
I was just going to make up, like, sexual connotations of, like...
Sticking with it?
Yeah, sticking with it.
Tyler, we don't have time to screw around. I gotta make a phone call in about, like, 15 minutes, so let's get out of here.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. So, and I'm not trying to rush the podcast. I'm just saying we don't have time to dick around.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Because we have some good information
we
today.
Do.
So, the first thing that we really want you to get into this account, sticking with it program, is to find some accountability, which comes in many forms. One, it could be in the form of personal trainers like Tyler and I.
Ipso facto.
So if you really want to stay accountable, hire a trainer, spend the money, which is, my God, worth it. As long as they're a good trainer, it is so worth it to hire someone who knows what they're doing. One, it expedites your results. Two, I mean, they know what they're doing so that you're not going to get injured. Three, it's motivation. Four, I mean, you're going to learn new stuff. It's just all good stuff. So really just consider hiring that trainer. And you can find someone who's relatively cheap if they're starting out. Just make sure you're not going to get injured.
That is very, very key, is the injury, because a lot of people tend to go extreme in the 3 months.
Right.
And that causes lots of injuries.
Right. So finding a good certified trainer, we've talked about this before, ACE, NASM, NSCA, there's some good certifications out there.
The one thing I would look for is not getting the house certified people.
No.
So if it says, hey, I'm 48-hour certified or Sally's certified and all that fun stuff,
right.
I would not go that route.
Yeah. And obviously, the more certifications you get or you find in a trainer, the more expensive they're going to be. And it's worth it to spend the extra money. Like, I cost roughly $80 an hour to train with. And it, you know, it's not that expensive, in all honesty. And that's just one-on-one. So finding a personal trainer is a big thing. Another way you can do it is there's multiple social media that you can keep in contact with. Twitter, Facebook, whatever.
All those.
A good example would be Girl Tweets Eats. She's a New Zealander. We've talked about her once or twice on the show. And she tweets every meal that she eats.
Huh.
And she stays accountable to her followers. She's got, you know, a couple hundred, 400, 500. I'm not sure. She might be in the thousands of followers at this point. And she is accountable to all of them. So if she falls off the wagon and stops tweeting, they'll be like, hey, where are you? And that's a really cool. good way to go.
That's a good idea.
You could even open up one.
So, like, why is she tweeting just what she eats? That's weird. But, yeah, that keeps her accountable to everybody that's watching her.
So, okay. You could do that with your Facebook. Like, I'm gonna log every workout through Facebook and just put up workout today. Boom, 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 boom. You know? And, like, people will start getting into it. And it'll become, like, people will say, hey, weren't you supposed to work out today? And you'll get into that. It's a really kind of cool idea.
I might do that. That might be interesting.
It's a good experiment.
I'll try that.
And then the third thing, and this one can get dangerous, is a workout partner.
This one, you have to find the right person.
You really do. Because the workout partner can either extremely motivate you, because you know, shit, if I don't get there, I'm going to be, like, totally just, I'm letting this person down. But they can also be like, dude, I really don't want to go.
And they'll talk you out of it.
Then they'll talk you, and you'll be like, all right, fine, let's go get some froyo.
Yeah.
And just hang out. There's one example of this. There's a couple who works out at Walnut Creek Sport and Fitness. They're about my favorite. I think it's Matt and starts with an E, like Alina or something like that.
Okay.
Doesn't really matter. And they come in, and they are hardcore together. It's like, it's awesome. Like, they'll do their cardio together, they'll do their weights together, and, like, when one of them's like, oh, I don't really feel like it, like, they push each other. Like, I was talking to the guy, Matt, and he's like, yeah, I didn't feel like coming in today, but my wife was like, we should go. And they came in, they worked out hard, and he's like, at the end of it, he's like, I'm so glad I came in. And it's the same with her, and they kicked butt.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, and you with Jared.
Yeah, Jared and I work out often. Fun little people that have been listening for a while. I finally got my InShape membership canceled, finally, and they've yet to figure out what the boxing thing is. I called today and the manager was just like, I haven't figured it out yet, so I guess I can cancel your membership if you want to. And I was like, yeah, I think that's the best option.
Awesome.
Yeah. So InShape Fitness, not the place for anybody. Up yours.
Yeah. Okay. So that's about covers accountability, right?
Anything else
that you want to talk about in accountability before we move on to our next point?
Next point.
All right. So we've talked about this before, and I feel like we talk about a lot of things in previous podcasts, but if you find something that you love, you are more likely to be stick with it. Tyler, boxing, me, rugby, Roberto, rock climbing,
yeah.
Our buddy Sean with rock climbing, yoga, dance, Anna with yoga,
Pilates,
dance, rock climbing, all that. You're going to do it more often.
Yeah.
It's just a simple fact.
It's kind of that once you find something you love, it makes it not so much of a chore. It makes it more of a, I'm going to do something that's entertaining.
Right, right. It's like, never mind, I'm not going to say that. That's awful.
No. Well, it's you'd rather do something you like than something you don't like. So thus, find something you like that's physically active.
Yeah, active.
I was going to add, like, action or itive or, like, add more to it. And so I just kind of settle the dog.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of options to stay active, but don't just do the active thing. So don't, if you're into getting into rock climbing, don't ditch your weights. If you're getting into boxing, don't ditch your weights. If you're getting into rugby, don't ditch your weights. You're doing, now you can tell yourself, I am lifting these weights so that I can get better at
insert the blank.
Right.
I mean, perfect example is Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, before, like, everybody else in golfing, just golfed. All they did was golf.
Right.
Tiger Woods added weights to it.
And kicks ass.
And ipso facto, he's everyone's boss.
Right. Except his wife.
Except his wife. He's having a press conference today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's
I wonder what that's about.
I don't know.
Huh.
But it's going to be interesting, I hear.
Okay. Good. Well.
Sad effect. Just look for that on the news.
Well, linking right into finding something you love is the idea of remembering your goal. So if your goal isn't important enough to you, you're not going to remember it. You're not going to be motivated to go work out. So if you find something that you love, you'll be more motivated to continue towards your goal. So these all kind of are like dominoes. If you knock one over, you'll be right on top of it. And so there's like psychologically proven ideas. If you have something to work for and are actively going towards that, you're going to get there. So it's like in fighting. The champion he's fighting to defend his title. He's not fighting to get the title. He's already got it, right? The contender, though, is like, he's hungry. He's never got the title before. And you see a lot of, that's where you see a lot of the upsets, is where the champion's like, whatever.
They already have it.
Right.
A lot of the UFC fighters, especially in the lightweight, yeah, the light heavyweight weight class, a lot of them lose their first defense of the title because they don't take it as seriously.
Right. Right. And it's so important to go in like every day. I mean, considering this like a championship fight, mm-hmm. and just going in. I mean, if that's not the analogy that works for you, just find something that will mentally bring about, like, you're fighting for the gold every single time you walk into the gym. It's really important to do that. And doing the visualization that we've been talking about. Spend the 10 minutes, visualize yourself at the end of these 90 days, and really just kick some ass towards that goal. Anything else about that?
In the visualizing,
no.
I'm trying to figure out what we got.
Oh, it's on this page.
It's on that page.
Yeah.
So that's the next one.
I'm going to let you take over on this, the tracking logs. You do this a lot more than I do.
Yeah, I do a lot of tracking logs just because I'm a visual person, and I don't like to think about it once I get to the gym. Get a tracking log. I usually just get like a one of those little spiral-bound notepads. I write down my workout. I write down how many reps, sets I'm going to do of each of them, and then I leave room to write down how much weight I put. If you listen to Tuesdays, we're asking you to increase weight. This is a perfect reason why you should have one of these spiral notebooks, is so that you can write down the weight. So that in the next workout, you're like, oh, was it 25 or was it 45 I was using?
No question.
I guess I'll go 35. That's going to stunt your growth. If you keep doing it, keep staying, it works out a lot better if you just write it down, and it's easier to keep track of it that way.
Yeah.
I also find it's easier to keep track of, like, your measurements and your weight. You can track all that stuff with a notebook. And actually seeing it and write in pen, it's kind of like it's now official.
Right. You're like, ugh, can't go back.
Yeah, you can't go back now.
Whenever I use tracking logs effectively, the day when I'm writing down my workout, I'll also write down the intention of the workout. So it's like, today, my goal is to, you know, push harder than I've ever pushed before. My goal is to, you know, make it through the day. Whatever that goal happens to be, write that at the top. And then, so whenever you look at your, am I doing next? Yeah, not die. Or kick my ass. Whatever it happens to be. Or remember my goal with every repetition. Whatever it happens to be, write that down at the top of each page. So that you look at that, you're like, oh yeah, gotta do that. I've also found that Google Documents can be a savior with this. So say you have an iPhone or a computer near where you're working out, you can log into Google Documents and log it as you go. So you're saving paper and you have it wherever.
It's kind of fun. Use technology when need be. I'm sure there's an app as well. I don't know how well those work. I'm the old-fashioned paper and pen guy.
Yeah.
So
I do like those as well.
I like that. And it kind of keeps it all together for me. So, like, I'll have, like, the first page be my weight, like, the measurements of everything. And then my workouts will be logged behind it. Right. So that's a fun little thing.
That's good. That's very good. So these are some really good tips that we've given you and strategies you need to put into place so that you can stick with this program. Whatever you've implemented into these next 90 days. And I hope that you've really taken this to heart. Because I mean, if you tell your friends that you listen to the True Fitness Academy podcast and you stay the same 90 days from now, please stop telling your friends.
Yeah.
Like, really, we don't want that kind of publicity. We want people who are going to take massive action towards their goals. And that's the kind of listener we want, and that's the kind of listener that we have. We've gotten so many emails, so many comments about people who are just starting to kick some ass towards their goals. And, I mean, be in that crowd. Be with this crowd of people who are really trying to get there, and really trying to get towards a goal, a health and fitness goal. It doesn't have to be, you know, like Ty was saying the other day, 25-inch arms or a six-pack. Just whatever your damn goal is, like,
yeah.
Be serious about it. How long have you been putting this goal off? Start now.
So, another thing just that I just kind of thought about with to help people, that people drive, it gets their drive going.
Uh-huh.
A lot of girls I know I've heard of do this. They will go buy a dress that is the size they want to be, and then they will just hang it in their room.
It's a great
idea. Every morning they wake up and they go, "I want to fit in that dress."
Right.
They will then go work out. I also tend to think that a lot of girls then become bulimic and do a lot of extreme things to get that way, and sometimes have some weird body issues that they think that they can fit in a size that they technically can't because their shoulders are so big and whatnot. But
right,
pick one that is reasonable to your size and what you would like. But I think that's a good strategy as well.
Also one that's going to scare you a little bit.
Yeah.
In between that.
Uh-huh.
And also set an event that you're going to be wearing that dress into.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have, you know what, let's say you're in high school right now and listening to us, or whatever, buy that dress and be like, I'm wearing this dress in 90 days or 80 days to my prom.
Yeah.
And scare the crap out of yourself.
Graduation parties of college and high school, we've got year reunions, weddings, hey, I mean, heck, you could even plan right now in 3 months. A party.
Right.
Make your own party just knowing that you're going to be wearing this dress to this party. And technically, this party is just an unveiling of your new body.
I would tell people, too. Be like, hey, I'm wearing this dress at this party. Like, I would even call it, like, the black dress party or something like that. And really set that up. Go to a concert. Go, like, set a special date with your significant other. Or whatever. Whatever that's going to be. Or, I mean, for some of the people who struggle with relationships, set it, you're going to find a date for this event. So buy two tickets to whatever show it's going to be and set up your dress, set up your tuxedo, set up
find
your pants.
Find out where Bon Jovi is going to be in 3 months.
Right. Or the Lion King.
Fly there.
Right.
Watch. Yeah.
I would say the Lion King musical. Loved that one. Oh, right. Oh, the sore subject.
Never saw it.
Sorry, Tyler.
But yeah.
So find an event is really what you're saying. Find an event that's going to spur you to be the person that you want to be. This is, I mean, yeah, we're talking about fitness, but this is ultimately becoming the person that you want to become. And what the hell are you waiting for?
There's no reason not to do it now.
Yeah. I mean, if you wait until, like, oh, I'm going to go traveling when I'm 60. No. Pardon my French. Fuck that. Like, that is retarded. You need to start making those plans now and start acting on those desires of yours now. But I mean, you could walk out your front door tomorrow and get hit by a car. You know, you could do something.
If we walked out our front door and got hit by a car, that would be impressive. We're on the fourth floor of an apartment building. That would be phenomenal.
I would be ecstatic. I would actually. That'd be a cool way to go.
That would be
a great story.
Quite interesting.
That. So, needless to say, this is just an encouragement to stick with this and not let these next 90 days be another chapter of failure in your life. Because, let's not lie, everyone has significant amounts of failure in their life.
Sure.
And these next 90 days are going to be a turning point for you where you can say, look back on your life, whatever your age is. If you're 56, if you're 72, if you're 18, or 12.
12.
Whatever it happens to be, you can look back on this day, on these next 90 days, and say, that was when my life was changed, and I have no one else to thank but myself for it.
I'll take some credit.
Tyler, we're going to take a vent. I want them to give us credit, but they're going to be making the change.
Yes.
They'll turn to us eventually and say, yes. Yeah, those guys are the reason for it. But if we give them the credit, then eventually we'll get some back. It's all right. I've thought that out. So, next week we're changing formats just a little bit.
Let's see if you notice.
Yeah, I was going to tell them so they're prepared. We're going to go to a 3-day. This is at the recommendation. Well, actually, we're both getting a lot more busy. And I feel that the quality of our podcasts would deteriorate if we kept up with a 5-day.
So we're going to do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Yep.
Same half hour, 20 to half hour minute
yep.
things. We are going to research more topics, and instead of just basing it on our knowledge and then doing a little research, we're going to actually like hit some hard topics.
So. Right. And we're going to try and keep up with current stuff. I know that we got an email about the 100 push-up workout. We might talk about that. Might do some energy bars next week. But we're really going to amp up our quality and really, really start focusing on what you need. And like we said before we left, we really want to start focusing on the weight loss, the fat loss. 9 times out of 10, that's why people listen, and that's why people want this. So we are really trying to help you lose the fat, lose the weight, so that you can be the person you want to be, and just release, and be comfortable in your body.
Yeah.
That's enough. It. That's enough said there. So I need to call a pretty girl in Tennessee.
Sounds good.
So... and it's already 9 o'clock here, meaning it's 11 there.
So
I gotta get rolling on this, cause yeah.
All right.
All right.
I will leave you with the Smurfs.
Smurfs. Can I be Papa?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh snap. Talk to you on Monday. Peace. He got a glimpse in the bathroom.